T-Mobile.
Happy Friday, KN4GFW.
Happy Friday to you. On this morning.
Or Tim. Either one.
Wow. I hope they're having happy Fridays.
Tim's probably doing that chicken coop yesterday, probably kicked his tail.
Oh, oh yeah, it did. It's coming along pretty nice, though.
Think he can't transport it, is he?
Doing a good job on it. It's looking real good. He sent me some pictures last night while they were down there working on it.
Ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I've got a grandchild's birthday Saturday. I've got a funeral graveside thing Sunday, and tonight I guess we're gonna have some people over and play some board games.
I got it all planned out, and that was, Susan had to do a doubles yesterday. She wasn't supposed to, but that gave her a Saturday and Sunday off, so I guess maybe we'll make a run to Anderson one of those days to see the grandkids down there.
Great. I love spending time with them grandbabies.
On this side of town, it's 25 cents more a gallon than it is back over there in Taylor's.
Over there.
Person 20 is $1.81. It's only $1.56 over there in Taylor's.
Something ain't right with that.
That price gouging, right?
25 cents does. Target's real good gas mileage. I'm getting about 44, 45 miles a gallon.
That's something that gets a lot of gas mileage just to run back and forth to work.
Yeah, that's all this is. But, I mean, it's a comfortable car to drive. It's not as comfortable as my Pilot or my pickup truck. But, man, I love driving my pickup truck, but I can't afford to. I drive it a good bit, hauling my tractor or logs or doing different stuff like that, but I can't get in it just to take a joyride. I used to do that when I first got it, but that's when diesel fuel was pretty cheap.
When diesel fuel was cheaper than gasoline.
Yep, that was back 1999 and before, because when I bought my truck in 1999, it was October, diesel was about 10 cents cheaper at that time. It had been a bigger gap than that, but it was about 10 cents cheaper than gas. And I remember when I bought my truck, it was November or December, diesel went over the gas price.
When I was riding a motorcycle to work, I did that for 4 or 5 years. That got 56 miles to a gallon. It was good, but man, it's just got too dangerous around here for that.
Oh yeah, that is way dangerous. People, they just do not pay attention.
Yourself and for them.
Expensive driving. Well, it's the people that pull out on you, out in front of you. That's the issue.
If you're in the habit of passing a lot of cars on a motorcycle, you're going to get yourself in trouble quick. And that I rarely did I ever pass anybody on a motorcycle.
Wanted a bike. You know, I've had some dirt bikes and stuff as a kid, but I'm not interested in that.
Out west, you know, where the roads were, you know, long and straight, and there wasn't a lot of traffic, you know, you might be nice, but man, around here, it's a death wish for sure.
Let's see, is your wife, know very many people, or I mean, her work experience people with COVID?
had many people that had it or knew anybody that had it. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a few customers or something, but she hasn't really said of anybody that she knew that had it. I know a lot of customers are, you know, social distancing. They come in and just pick it up to go, but that's about it.
Good. That's good so far. You know, we're holding our own at work. Nobody's been sick here recently.
Well, we have one I saw on Facebook that he was in the hospital here 3 or 4 days ago. He was on, they were going to do some, maybe some blood transfusion stuff on him and that, but I think he's getting better now.
Blood transfusions, that's getting serious.
Had more incidents of it here at this plant than at any of the other plants. I'm not sure exactly why. I guess maybe those other states just had them locked down a little bit longer. KN4 TFW.
Big parking lot.
Stay here waiting for it to get a little bit closer to time.
Frappuccino.
Coffee. And that, but I finished it before I got here.
What brand of coffee do you drink?
In particular, usually whatever's the cheapest. I run it through that Keurig, and that, and I got a little container where you can put your own in there, and then the little K-cups. Mama uses little K-cups with different flavors and that, but I usually like something that's medium. I don't like it real strong.
Man, I like my coffee strong. I like to be able to stand a spoon in it. I don't like nothing else in it. Though the coffee at work, and, you know, it's got odd taste to it. Well, they use Folgers sometimes, and then, oh, good grief. I can't think of the other one. The Folgers in the blue plastic jug, and then there's, they got one that's in a red plastic jug. But anyway, when you first open that coffee up, man, it smells really good. I think because they've got it in such big tubs, you know, coffee don't keep very long. Once it's opened, it starts to break down. But anyhow, I have been putting some hazelnut flavored creamer in there just to add a different little, you know, accent to it.
It's a while I put a little bit of salt in mine and that, but the best coffee is in one of them old time percolators like you cook on a camp stove.
Like that. That's the way my grandmother used to do it on a hot plate in her store. She had an old time country grocery store. And in the back, she had a hot plate, a coffee pot. She'd cook her beans back there, whatever she was going to eat for lunch. She never ate much. It was normally something out of a can. But, yeah, that's definitely good. And especially when you're camping. I love a good cup of coffee when I'm camping.
Everything tastes better when you're camping than that. But, boy, that coffee sure is hot. A lot hotter than coming out of a coffee maker, for sure.
I got a story to tell you. I went camping one time with this guy that had a pack goat, and we were sleeping open air. We just laid a tarp on the ground and then shot it back over us just to keep the dew off of us. And that pack goat was sleeping in between myself and him, and we were probably spread apart about 4 or 5 feet. But I had a full cup of coffee that I thought, well, I'll just warm this up in the morning. And sometime in the night, I heard that goat bump me. Well, I didn't hear him. I felt the goat bump me, and he stood up. And I'm kind of halfway asleep, and I hear this bloop, bloop, bloop. And I didn't think a whole bunch about it. And because I was halfway asleep, I just heard it and didn't think any more about it. Well, that morning, I got up and we got the fire going. And I took that little pot of coffee that I had sitting right there, or a military cup, canteen cup, and I set it on the fire, and it began to boil, you know, get hot and roll, and I thought to myself, there's no way, there is no way that goat took a dump in my coffee, and I looked at my coffee, and as it was boiling, so I could see pieces of grass, little small grass clippings kind of boiling around, and sure enough, that thing had filled the bottom of that cup.
Too funny, he's giving you a little bit of flavoring with it.
Glad, I give the Lord credit for that. I'm glad that he reminded me of that noise in the middle of the night. I would have drunk that, at least drunk the first portion, and I hope I wouldn't have liked it, because that would have been pretty sad. But, I've often thought back on that, how that goat, there was no droppings anywhere else around that cup. That goat hit that cup every time.
It almost sounds like he'd been practicing on that.
I don't know. Makes you wonder.
He was drinking it.
I like coffee.
I think from that point on, I didn't leave anything uncovered. I didn't care if I had a goat or not. Easing that way by the time I get all my garb on. I actually remember to bring a mask today. I don't have to wear one of them other masks. That'll be nice. But I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome weekend and enjoy that grandbaby's birthday. And hopefully maybe I'll catch you over the weekend or on the radio on Monday. This is KN4TFW.
I do, 73. So you have a good day. Enjoy it. And have a great weekend. Hopefully you enjoy your time with your grandkids. All right. Hope to catch you later. KK4NXC.